You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Defence Minister Chris Pink recently tabled New Zealand's nuclear free stance for debate when he suggested it could be a topic New Zealand should look into. In an interview with Newstalk ZB's Heather Duplessis-Allen, however, Prime Minister Christopher Luxon denied that the country's stance would change anytime soon. While Duplessis-Allen asked primarily about the military applications of nuclear technology, she also mentioned the potential benefits of nuclear energy. It's an important question, especially as New Zealanders see rising energy prices and seek to reduce our dependence on fossil fuels. To discuss what the potential benefits of nuclear energy could look like, and whether they're any better than our current energy infrastructure in New Zealand, I spoke to Associate Professor at the University of Auckland and Co-Director at the Geothermal Institute, Sadio Zarouk. What is nuclear energy and how does it work, I guess? Is it something that we're familiar with of old, with all of these images of reactors and radiation and stuff, or is it different to that?
Yes, basically you react nuclear fuel, which is uranium, uranium-235 in the reactor, and that generates heat, and the heat is used to heat the steam, and the steam turns the turbine like any thermal power station and make electricity. That's how it works. There are two types of reactors, by the way. There are research reactors where you do reaction for research, then you can produce, there are some agricultural, there are nuclear medicine that can generate it here. But there is the power generation side of reactors where you generate, it's for pure generation of electricity. And there are many power stations around the world, I'm sure you know.
And how does the output of a nuclear reactor compare to what we've got right now in New Zealand?
It's just like a thermal power station. Compare it, for example, with Huntly. Normally, they are big unit, 400 megawatts, even 1,000 megawatts. So you can generate a lot of electricity, in one site.
And people have been tabling the nuclear debate recently, talking about New Zealand's nuclear-free stance and whether we should continue along that road. And people have also brought up the idea that nuclear energy could be brought in to solve some of New Zealand's energy woes. How do you think nuclear energy compares to the pathways that we're currently going down?
Well, basically, I believe New Zealand should stay on the current path. The country made the decisions many years ago, and it was the right decision, and we should stay with that. To go into that industry, you need a massive... Well, you need to start with regulation. The regulation need to adapt to what a nuclear facility will look like, which we don't have these regulations. And then you need to have the industry to support a power station, a massive industry, high tech. You need to train the people. The people who run operate nuclear power stations have special skills, very costly training, because you're going to trust them with running a power station that if something go wrong, it will result in a disaster. I'm sure you heard of Chernobyl, Fukushima recently. There are many other small incidents around the world. The countries that run on nuclear or have the nuclear industry, they have a massive industry to support these operations. We have none of that. For example, what do you do with the nuclear waste? Where do you store that nuclear waste? Do people like to store it under their area? The New Zealand also, how do you process nuclear fuel after you used it? Where do we get that fuel from? We have to purchase it, and you can't produce nuclear fuel. We don't want to get into enrichment and so on. It's another industry to do that. So you'll be buying that fuel, using it, and shipping it back for processing. And your nuclear waste need to go somewhere, otherwise you need to store it here and no one wants it in their backyard.
And if we compare that to what we've currently got in renewables, obviously you're an expert in the geothermal side of things. Do our renewables currently provide enough energy for New Zealand, and how will our renewable energy infrastructure develop alongside population growth and industry growth moving forward?
Well, the industry is growing. There's significant growth in geothermal. An expansion project just happened last month at Ngāti Mariki, and there's few projects in the pipeline, and also the other renewables. There are generation coming from solar and wind. You know, maybe the rate of growth is not what we want, but it can eventually fill up the gap of fossil fuel. We don't need much replacement of fossil fuel, by the way, because New Zealand is almost 90% on renewable already. So bringing nuclear to the mix will, there's not much room for a large nuclear power station. So New Zealand is taking the right path. Just persevere with geothermal, wind and solar, and it can happen eventually.
And some people have criticised, I mean, the current energy situation in New Zealand, because as you've mentioned, while a lot of it is on renewables, people are facing some high prices at certain times of year, or there are some concerns over maybe the resilience of our energy infrastructure in terms of climate disaster or that sort of thing. Do you think our energy sector could see improvements to address some of these problems going forward? And what do you think these improvements could look like?
It's a bit complicated question to answer, but I can assure you nuclear will not be the solution. If you want to cut costs with all the things I outlined, nuclear will not solve the problem. That it will not reduce the price of electricity, because all the things that you need to have in place to get there with the generation. Yeah, there is, you know, as I said, renewable is growing, and further support and investment from the private sector, and it's happening already. And I don't think the New Zealand grid is reasonably resilient if you compare us to other countries. I know there was a program at Union College in the U.S. They come and study the New Zealand grid system. Well, they bring their students and they study the entire system from up the north, up north, down south. As a model. So I think it's reasonably resilient. I don't know the details, not my area, but compare us to many countries, we don't have those blackouts and so on. And demand, and currently thermal plants can take the spike in demand in during maybe cold weather nights or days. And with push further with renewable, I think it can be done.
And particularly on geothermal, is there anything you'd like to see going forward in the geothermal sector? Is there anything you're hoping for as we develop it further in Aotearoa?
I think there's a lot of projects going underway, and the government is supporting, to be honest. The previous government and the current government all been supportive. They put money into geothermal research, and they put money, you know, they facilitate projects and consent. So I think we are on the right path, and New Zealand geothermal industry is an example. Even our regulations are examples to many countries. Countries around the world come and see how we regulate geothermal, how we manage them, how we reduce their impact on the environment. So we are on the right track, just a further perseverance. We can be 100% renewable sometime down the track. So it's achievable. Prices, I don't know, but the geothermal that we do in New Zealand is basically the simplest and easiest, where the fruit is low-hanging compared to other geothermal people do. Also, New Zealand have a very ambitious project of drilling into supercritical deep heat project that's going on next year to explore the next generation of geothermal. If that project is successful, then we'll tap into a new energy source that we haven't tapped before, and that can generate way more electricity and make our energy supply more resilient.
That was co-director at the Geothermal Institute, Sadio Zaruk, speaking to me about the use case for nuclear energy in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.